الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلاه وسلام عليك يا رسول الله. صلاه وسلام. دستور مدد يا صلاه وسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to you. Welcome to our Holy Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. We believe, we are believers, inshallah, alhamdulillah, he is Hazir and Nazir. We must give salams to him. And all his lovers are with him. May we be included in that circle, inshallah. He is our hope of safety. On the day when there is no safety, when even the prophets from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam will be running for his shafaat, we hope to run for his shafaat here in this world too. Welcome to you. Welcome to our mashayikhs, inshallah, to our shuyukhs. I am nobody coming from on top of a mountain, but they push us to come here and to say a couple of words. Anything good that is coming from me, it is coming from my sheikh. Anything bad is coming from me. I'm not a scholar. I'm not going to claim to be one. My sheikh picked me, cleaned me up a little bit, and I was busy trying to serve him. And Allah's plan was to veil him. So I continue his mission. And every one of us, we have the mission to continue, inshallah Rahman. As the Imam Sahib was reciting beautifully, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in Ahsani Taqwim, the most perfect form. And he has sent us to this Asfal al-Safilin, this lowest of the low. The task that was given to Rahmatul Lil Alameen in that cave where he held the first zikr, the first Hatm al-Hajagan, with a peer of our way, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Holy Prophet alayhi wasalam his ummat. Understand, he was fleeing, astaghfirullah, he is not fleeing. Holy Prophet doesn't run away. He was ordered to go by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was in that cave, with only one, couple of people to protect him, and Allah is showing now the beauty of his ummat until Ahir Zaman. And he looked, and he saw his ummat in Asfal al-Safilin, not in Asfal al-Safilin, he was there. But Allah is showing him, his ummat, in Ahsani Taqwim, the most beautiful form, and he started crying with happiness. Then Allah showed him how, especially in the Ahir Zaman, the ummat is going to turn. And he started crying with sadness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my beloved one, your duty is to bring your ummah to me the way I created them, in beauty. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ then asked for assistance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the permission to call on all the mashayikhs, especially of this order, to be present and say, these are the ones who will inherit the secret, not of wilayat, but of nubuwat, in its task, not in its station, in its work. And these are the ones who are going to help you until Ahir Zaman, inshallah Rahman. We are all included in that. And he said now to The Holy Prophet ﷺ was given the order to call upon the ruh of Abdul Khaliq Gujwani. And he says, now call on all the souls of this order until Ahir Zaman to be present in that cave. We were all present in that cave. All of us. That's why we are gathered here. You believe or you don't believe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the reality. That's why we are here. That's why when I look at so many of you, you look familiar. Where is the Catskill Mountains in New York, and where is Luton? Or where is Kashmir? Maybe from that mountain to the Catskill Mountain, there is a link, must be. Holy people, they're in the mountains. We just came back from Bursa, the first imperial city of the Ottoman Empire. And we visited the Maqam and the Dergah of Uftadi Hazlet Dari, who was the Sheikh of Aziz Mahmud Hudai, who was the Sheikh of six Padishahs. He was the Sheikh of six Sultans. And his Dergah Sharif was on top of a mountain. And it was there that Aziz Mahmud Hudai, who left everything, his position, his maqam, his wealth, his influence, and he was serving his Sheikh, and his family was not happy. The family is saying, why are you taking off your jubba of scholarship and following a Sheikh? Why this Sheikh? What is he going to teach you? And at that time, he was cleaning the floor. I went there to a special place where he was, the place where he was cleaning. And then he heard at that time an announcer saying, oh, our judge, our qadi, Aziz Mahmud Hudai, he lost his mind. He decided to follow one strange sheikh on top of a mountain. And everyone to know he's no longer with us. And the pain was reaching him so much. And his ego was kicking in. And he said, because of that, I'm going to fight against my ego. I'm not going to clean this floor with my hands. I'm going to clean this floor with my beard. And he bent down to clean the floor with his beard. And his sheikh appeared and pulled him up and says, his sheikh was saying, oh, my son, rise. This is a sunnah of the Holy Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't use it. You have passed the test. Made him his Khalifa and made the Padishah and the Walida Sultan to serve him. And one day, I believe it was Sultan Ahmed, no? Sultan Ahmed was pouring the ibrik to make the abdas, to make the wudu for his sheikh. And his mother, the Walida Sultan, was holding the towel for his sheikh to clean. And Aziz Mahmud Hudai, Hazrat Lari, smiled. And he says, Walida Sultan wants me to open a miracle. And the Walida Sultan, the queen mother, was startled. And she says, oh my sheikh, you know everything. He says, I know nothing, but you want to see a miracle. He says, what greater miracle it is to see than to have the Padishah to pour water for his sheikh and the Walida Sultan to hold a towel for me. They're saying in Ottoman Turkish, that is part of our tradition also, our legacy. The one who serves, he is the Effendi. The one who serves, he is the master. We love Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah Rahman, may our love be accepted. We think we're trying to do something for Islam, but who is serving who? Who is helping who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, oh my servants, come. Be my obedient servants. But in reality, it is Allah who is helping us, giving everything to us. I'm mentioning all this because I'm trying to be a servant to my Lord and to my Sheikh and to my Prophet. I came in and I want to sit right at the back. But He's given us a different duty. You are treating us with so much respect. that respect is for my share, for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for all the awliya. It's not for us. I'm just a simple person living on top of a mountain. But with this technology, I thought I can be left alone, but this technology is showing me to the world. Astaghfirullah. And it's making my job a little bit more complicated. But alhamdulillah, we're happy to be here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to become sincere servants. He is looking for the golden heart. Qalbu Salim. And everything must begin from the heart. And everything ends with the heart. That piece of meat that the Holy Prophet ﷺ is saying, if it is healthy, the whole body is healthy. If it is rotten, the whole body is rotten. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ is saying, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, there is a heart. And the Qur'an-i Kareem, the heart of the Qur'an-i Kareem, is Surah Al-Yasin, where Prophet ﷺ is addressed by his most beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hope to be in that surah where Allah is saying, Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim. We hope to be that. We hope to be in that surah. We hope that on the day of judgment, Allah will address us. Salamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim. May Allah forgive me, inshallah. May Allah bless you. May Allah keep your community strong. May we have the means to help each other. May our hearts be open to understand each other. May Allah not let the pull of this dunya to overwhelm us. May we turn to those ones who are turning to Mawla. May Allah keep you in safety, inshallah, for the sake of the holy ones. Alhamdulillah, we are here to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor it is to remember Allah. Understand there are millions and billions of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not allowing them to remember Him. Billions. They've never made one sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given them everything. How blessed are we with Islam? How much more thankful do we need to be? And how many, unfortunately, in these days, after the fall of the Khilafat, where the Holy Prophet ﷺ is saying, 3 days, if there is no Khalifa, there is no Islam. The importance of Khilafat, that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he did not even have time to grieve for the Prophet, his best friend. Because there are matters at hand that are more important than your own personal feelings. You understand how heavy it is to carry that? He cannot even cry. He had to calm down Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, saying, Ya Umar, calm down. And Hazrat Umar was going around taking his sword in his hand, saying, anyone who says that the Prophet is dead, I'm going to cut his head off. Because the Prophet is not dead. But there were munafiqs around them. They were troublemakers. And they want to say, now he's dead. As what happened after that, majority of the people in the Hijaz, they became murtad. And they were coming to attack Madinah Sharif to finish everyone off. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq then delivered his most famous speech. And he says, whoever worships Allah, whoever worships Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, to know that Muhammad is dead. But whoever worships Allah, to know that Allah is Hayy and Qayyum. Look at the words properly. He says, whoever worships Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Who worships the Prophet? No one. Never in 1400 years you ever see anyone worshiping that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In the way that so many other prophets, 124,000 of them, that when they pass from this world, some of their followers, because of immense love or confusion from shaitan, they start worshipping their own prophets. But in 1400 years, this is an answer to those ones who are saying, don't love him too much. It is bid'ah, it is shirk. We say Allah loves him. If you all love him and all the prophets, they love him, all the angels, they love him, you are not equal to the love of Allah. What are you talking about? That's all that we can give. There is only one thing that Allah is doing that we can do, and that is giving salat and salam. Everything else we cannot. We are thinking that we are the ashik of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is the first ashik of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah keep us sincere, inshallah. Because Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is saying, whoever worships Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, to know that he is dead. The one who worships Allah, to know that he is Hayy and Qayyum. Nobody is worshipping the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then understand his existence is not like ours. He is Sahibul Qaba Qawsain. And when he was in Mi'raj, preparing to meet his Lord, what was he occupied about? The Ummat. Us. May Allah make us sincere, inshallah. Amen. We are here because of him. We are here to spread his light, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this world, in this part of the world, where maybe for thousands of years they've never heard of him. To carry his sunnah, it's not just in manner of dressing, it is good. If you're dressing like that, it's good. It's hard to carry a little bit, but the blessing is there. But there's so many other ways that you can carry his sunnah. The whole idea is to make people's hearts to become warm and to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah forgive me. May Allah bless you. May Allah accept our circle of zikr, inshallah. For the sake of Fahri Kainat, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahabi Kiram, the Ahlul Bayt, all the saints and all the prophets, inshallah. Al-Fatiha. Allah.